If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every day, or each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
All right, let's just get to it. In this story, you might think to yourself, man, you've told this before. I haven't. I've told a very similar story, different person, same scenario. As the story goes, we go to Florida, where a woman was locked out of her car earlier this month. She called 911 and claimed that an infant was trapped in the vehicle. Yes, this is like the 1,000th time in the last 2 years that someone tried to pull this. Now, as you probably already expected, when a sheriff's deputy responded to a, quote, priority one lookout at the Florida home around 9 a.m., he saw no child inside the vehicles parked in the driveway. When the deputy, Michael Cavanaugh, asked a male on the scene about the whereabouts of the infant, the man replied, quote, Brenda only said that to get you guys here quicker. Good looking out, bud. Anyway, the deputy then questioned the woman who called as she was inside of her house, and she stated that she only said a child was inside of her vehicle, in fact, to get them to come and open it up quicker. Now, keep in mind, you might think she's a drug addict or something like that. She's a nurse. She was then arrested for misuse of the 911 system. She was briefly booked into jail. She was released after posting $500 bond on a misdemeanor count. Stop saying there's someone, a child locked in the car, if there's no one locked in the car, because when the cops show up, they're going to figure out real quick that there's no kid in the car. You know how? Because there's no kid in the car, guys. Let's stay in Florida.
Right, it seems easy enough.
Right, you know what I mean? Just, I'm a cop. You call me on this. That is a top priority. I get there. There's no kid in the car because you're locked the F out. Call AAA, call a locksmith, something, right? There's easier ways. That's all. Or break the damn window. I don't care. We stay in Florida, but it's always frustrating when a bad apple cop commits a crime while on duty, but this one seems kind of extremely bold and petty. So a 28-year-old Florida deputy named Justin Register from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, he resigned after he was caught stealing cash during a traffic stop. Now, he'd arrested the driver for not having a valid license, and he took the guy's wallet and phone, put it in the patrol car's trunk for whatever reason. Well, two other cops showed up, and they saw Register returning now to the car's trunk multiple times. And eventually, he returned the driver's belongings, but the driver said he was missing $300 cash. Obviously, everyone's a little incredulous. I'd probably say the same thing. But then again, I'm a liar. Now, everyone started looking for the $300, and that's when Register went back to his trunk, opened up a rifle bag, pulled out some folded cash, and said, quote, oh, here it is. Again, he pulled it out of his own rifle bag. Oh, there you go. It's $300. Well, it's obvious enough that the other cops immediately reported it to the supervisor. And in a statement, Sheriff Grady Judd said, quote, it makes me so angry I could chew the bark off an oak tree because he betrayed the
committee. No, he did not.
That is his quote. I am so angry I could chew the bark off of oak trees because he betrayed the community's trust. That's why he's not in law enforcement anymore. Anyway, he was arrested for theft, and the sheriff says he would have fired him if he didn't resign. The department also said that he hopes all the cops' previous arrests and traffic stops are being audited. So now they don't trust anything that this guy has done. So there's that move. And then finally, this one applies to everyone that has ever signed up for anything. A federal rule designed to make canceling subscriptions as easy as it is to sign up for them. Yeah, it's been struck down by the U.S. Federal Appeals Court just days before it was scheduled to take effect. So the U.S. Court of Appeals, they vacated the FTC's click-to-cancel rule, which would require companies to allow consumers to cancel subscriptions using the same method they used to sign up. It's probably three clicks, you'd be done. And if you have a subscription to anything, you know that's just not how it works. So the FTC said, that's effed up. You're just making money off of people that don't want your product. Just let them click out. Doesn't seem like it should be a big deal. And they say it would have also stopped businesses from forcing customers through lengthy chat sessions with agents or creating other barriers to cancellation, right? So the decision represents a major victory for businesses that challenged the FTC's authority to modernize consumer protections without following what they argued were mandatory procedural requirements. So a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the commission has faced mounting complaints about subscription prices, receiving nearly 70 consumer complaints per day. That was last year. That's up from 42 a day the year before. And the rule applies to almost all what they call negative option programs across any media platform. So negative option is, I just want to cancel. I don't want Netflix anymore. I don't want HBO Max anymore. That's great. But they put you through the ringer to actually cancel it. So the whole idea was, as easy as it is to sign up, it should be that easy to get out of it. And like I said, if you know anything about this crap, it's not. And in the months or weeks that it takes you to unsubscribe, they're still charging you for being a member of something that you have clearly stated I'm trying to get out of.
So that's sometimes they'll charge you for an extra month just to get out of it.
Just to get out, right? So the thing with FTC, they said that's complete BS, right? Just get rid of it. Let's let them click out. Seems like a good rule, but nope. So I do not know why, but the appeals court was like, nah, keep it the way it is.
Okay. Well, those companies aren't making enough money, dude.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Because of that, Ted, I'm going to say that one sucks the most.
I agree. And
only because of the amount of people and the amount of different, everyone's got multiple levels of that in their life.
They do, and it's easy. I mean, like, look, if you can sign up by clicking, yes, I would like to do this, we all know for a fact that it's equally as easy to click the hell out of something.
Correct.
The companies have to go out of their way to drag this out. And like I said, the benefit for them, I get it. Everybody wants to make money. It's just effed up. But we can still charge you for a few more weeks because we're dragging out your process. Right? That's the whole thing about it.
Right. Man. Yeah, so I think that's the worst. Because just the numbers alone. And you know what? It's a federal appeals court. They're the ones that suck.
Yeah.
Businesses obviously lobbied for this. So you know, you know the game works. But I mean, all those people, like Ted said, yeah, I mean, they're fine. They're not
making enough.
Yeah. Gym memberships, like I said earlier, that's the worst for me.
And that would have applied to that as well, right?
Just any kind of membership you get.
Any kind of membership where they make it more difficult to cancel, or put it this way, it needs to be as easy to cancel as it is to join. So even if it's difficult to join, it can't be any more difficult to unjoin.
Okay.
And if it is very simple to join, it needs to be equally as simple to opt out of something.
So as far as the traffic stuff, well... Okay, as far as the woman who had the
fake baby, non-existent baby in the car.
Well, she used emergency services.
Correct.
And that means that, you know, police have to do something other than what their job is.
And it's a priority
one. The 911 caller has to do something other than what their job is, and you lied about all that. So I'm going to go with a guy that got fired in Florida who was the cop who stole the $300 out of someone's wallet during a traffic stop because... It was between those guys. He was fired.
He resigned. Because his boss was about eating bark off oak trees. He was so mad.
That guy got his $300 back. I don't know why he handed over his entire wallet.
Because when you're under arrest, nobody knows. The guy that he stole from was, in fact, being arrested because he was driving without a license or whatever. So he was being arrested. And if you don't know all of the laws, like your stuff's going to disappear anyway. When you get booked, then it goes into the envelope or... You're kind of panicking. You don't want to go to jail. The cop asks for your crap. You're probably going to hand him your phone and your wallet without giving it. Because you don't assume that they're going to steal it. That would be my belief.
Florida cop to me in this instance sucks the least.
Yeah, right. And unfortunately, I know this process because it happened to me once. And, right,
that's how you learn.
Right. When you get out of jail, all your stuff's there. It's like in a little bag and they give it to you. But right, when you're getting arrested, at no point are you going to be like, let me count my money. They're not going to let you.
Right.
So you know you have it in there. I mean, I think when I got arrested, I had like $20. It was still, I still got it back. So for this guy,
I feel like when you have $300 in the wallet, you know you have $300 in the wallet.
He does.
You got $18. Maybe you're not sure.
Right. But also, I don't blame him. Like his wallet's up there. They're arresting him. So like it's like obvious the cop took it. The woman, and Thurl makes a good point, because those cops had to run a priority one call.
It's a missing kid.
Right, so that's lights and sirens. They're all going out. Right. That's bad. But I am with Miles, the deputy. He resigned. The guy got his money back. So hopefully this deputy hadn't been doing this. But
how does that work where you're a cop, right? Or whatever your job is. But you stole from a customer, for lack of a better term, in this scenario.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, I'm going to resign. But how do you avoid, and even if it's a misdemeanor, a criminal charge? Like, you stole from, because put it this way, I steal from you, Ted, right? Now, two cops show up. And when I see these cops, I decide to give you your stuff back. I don't think I can just skate on that, as far as I know. Like, you gave him his ass back, and we didn't ask you to. It's just that you realize what might go down. So, Ted, yes, I broke into your place, or whatever the case is. Here's your stuff back, because these cops are here. But if the cops weren't there, obviously I would have taken it. I feel like there should be something.
It seems like he should get arrested
but
for
I don't
that,
know.
Too. I don't think he will.
Not he will.
Because, I mean, I think that's probably part of the reason they said, hey.
You can resign.
You can resign, mm-hmm. or
watch me eat bark off an oak tree.
Right, and they're not going to arrest him and put him in there. But it's 300. But you're right. He should have some kind of charge.
Something.
He did steal from that guy.
Yeah.
I also love that he just like.
Oh, here it is. It's in your rifle bag in the trunk of your car.
Right. Like,
you didn't
even just
it.
Pocket it. Like, you took the time to go back to your cruiser, get in the trunk, and go, oh, let's just hide it in here.
Yeah.
And then to be like, oh, I found it. I tripped. It fell in my rifle bag.
Yeah, I found
like,
it.
Come on, man.
Dmanc continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram there. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.